I'm delighted to be able to read the citations for the two Innovation Awards, and we are very lucky in this county to have all sorts of fascinating things going on. So this is not an easy award to win. Now there's a bit, there's a bit of a giveaway in the first line on this one. Company directors, Sarah and Jonathan Trethallen. It's nothing to do with that, it's a completely different company. Established their regulatory affairs consultancy in 2001 with a clear aim to build a business by developing the skills and providing real career opportunities for graduates in Cornwall. In 2005, they identified the opportunity to grow their business, but recognised the shortage of professionals within the industry, exacerbated by the location of their business. The company developed an innovative model to develop their business, working with Unlocking Cornish Potential. They recruited local life science graduates and developed an in-house training program to provide them with the knowledge and skills to become recognised regulatory affairs professionals. This was a two-year program that included taking on projects and appropriate industry training, with UCP providing mentoring and support. The results speak for themselves. The business has developed a strong lifelong learning culture within the business, and in 2009 was awarded Investors in People Silver status, putting it in the top 1% of all IIP-recognised companies in the UK. Has low absenteeism and staff turnover, which is fairly unique in the industry. As a result, the business has grown by 360% between 2005 and 2010. We all love that. And now has clients all over the world. The company, of course, is Track Services, and I've already given away Sarah and Jonathan for that. Now come to the stage, please.
An honour to pick up an award and to be recognised amongst such tremendous activities that we're speaking about today. I'm not Cornish, Jonathan is, so I always feel a little bit of a fraud, but yeah, we gave up really good jobs to come back to Cornwall, and that was a big risk for us. And so part of what we do now is about creating those opportunities for other people that we had to create for ourselves. And this week, 13th graduate joins the company, and we have another one joining at the end of the month. And so I just think that without the Unlocking Cornish Potential programme and the support that that's had from ESF, that just wouldn't have been feasible for us. It's not been about the wage subsidy, which is useful, but it's been about the support that those people get to actually become really good professionals in a really short space of time. I did a graduate training programme myself, and I don't think that I would have been where I am today without it. And I think it's fantastic now that the programme is actually supporting graduates to set up their own businesses, and that to see the amount of people that have come through that programme that are now setting up their own business is fantastic. And to be able to be, you know, world leaders in a field and be based in Cornwall is just a fantastic thing for us and something that we're really proud of and delighted with the support that we've had. So thank you very much.